Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze.
Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
Both hailing from parts unknown at a combined weight of 501 pounds. They are the Morning Rush Hour World Tag Team Champions. They have no fear, no back down, just a couple of gutsy guys. No one will take those MRH World Tag titles from these men. It's Taz, it's the Moose, illustrious champions, right here every day on CBS Sports Radio.
You know it's every day, Moose and Taz be paving the way. Talking about every sport, you know that they never missing a play. From the NBA to the NFL, the college games, they always bringing the knowledge, nobody ever can try to go stop it. Only me talking the truth, only me talking the truth, ayy. You know it's Taz and Moose, you know it's Taz and Moose, ayy.
It's Taz and the Moose here on this Wednesday morning on CBS Sports Radio. Mike Pete across the way. Thank you. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227.
Attention hotline fans.
That is your number to call. The perturbed Andrew Bogish has got your updates as we got another couple hours left to play with. Tony Baselli is going to join us a little later on the program. We'll talk a little Jaguar football with him. Spent a lot of time on Baker, Odell, the Cleveland Browns, the focus there on the Giants, and the two latest pieces that have come out in Sports Illustrated on the Browns, where you got the Beckham comments on the Giants, and then the GQ piece in which Baker Mayfield commented on the Giants drafted Daniel Jones sixth overall. So, with that in the rearview mirror, let's run around the National Football League. Here we go. Let's go camping. The campgrounds. Greatest open in sports.
Well, almost.
Time to go camping, boys and girls. Who better to go sit around the campfire and spitball some football, eat some pork beans, brisket, and throw back some cold ones than with Taz and the Moose?
It's Taz and the Moose, just talking away. It's all you ever heard talking smack since the day they was born.
Bite my tongue.
It's Taz and the Moose, just talking away. It's all you ever heard talking smack since the day they was born.
It just hit me. Zach sounds angry when he's reading the open.
Strangled testicle.
I never noticed that.
Brisket.
What he's saying,
It's not like
it sounds like Charles Bronson. Remember him from back in the day?
Exactly. He acted. Remember him? Right, you remember it.
Like Clint Eastwood.
Yes.
It's trash. He does sound angry when he says,
he sounds
brisket.
Right, it sounds very.
You son of a.
Let's run around the NFL, shall we? Let's start.
Hold on a second. Before you do, what did you call Andrew Bogus when you plug
perturb?
He's up. Okay, good. Well done. Nice. I've never heard an update person get plugged that way, but that was tremendous. I'm still there.
Let's go out to Indianapolis. Here's their head coach, Frank Reich. A little bit of an update on the health of quarterback Andrew Luck.
Will not practice this week. Really, no further updates. Really, all we got right now is it's a combination of full speed movement and pain threshold. So that's all we got right now. So no further updates on that. At this point, I really would rather not talk about the pain and all the various things. That's just always those moving parts are the two main.
You know, here's the scary thing, Taz, is that he suffered what was believed to be a calf strain in April. Right? Then re-aggravated it. The timeline of the re-aggravation I've not really seen in print. Now it's moved down to a high ankle sprain. The concern early was that they did not want to have a Kevin Durant situation where he suffered a ruptured Achilles tendon. That's not what's going to be the case. Here's the fear that I have. An athlete has taken so many hits over the course of his career, which Luck did, coming back from the shoulder surgery as well. You know, that it's taken him a long time for a very young man to recover from an injury You know, and maybe because of the wear and tear his body has taken already up until this stage, that's playing a role in his inability to recover in short order here.
Yeah, it's a bad deal. I think it's just a matter of he's just had a lot of bad luck since he's been in the NFL with his body. And I think that he tries to keep his body in the best shape he can, and his body stays ahead of him in a negative way. And it sounds weird, but it just can't, and he just can't stay healthy. And this thing, I feel like it's a lot like the Kevin Durant thing, because we talked about it so much because it was out there and we're like, people were waiting. And at that time, the Warriors were kind of, you know, brushing things off. It's just this. It's not that. It's not this. And all this stuff. And there was a lot of just fluff they were saying. And I feel like the Colts, they're just trying to move on. They're just like, look, you know, we just want them to get better, and we got to worry about playing football games right now, and we're going to worry about the guys that are here. And what's it, Jacoby Brissett, I guess, will be the starter. I think I said it. I don't know if you were on vacation, Moose, last week, or maybe when you and I were working together. I can't recall, but I know I probably said, because I felt it, that Luck wouldn't. I don't think we're going to see him until maybe week four. Week three or four. That's what I think.
I'm still hopeful. I'm still hopeful he's there week one.
I don't think it's happening.
You might be right that he's not. I still think that he plays through it. I don't think he's going to push it and play it now and say make it a you know, he's going to try and limit the amount of time that this is a problem. And I do think he plays in the regular season. We'll see. But if he does and he's playing in pain, Taz, we know he's not going to be 100% healthy.
Because then he's going to push him back even further.
Well, I don't know about that, because initially, remember when the report came out, they said that if it was the regular season, Luck could play.
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
I know that's what they're saying, but I understand. But I've also...
They're buying themselves a couple of weeks.
We've also seen Andrew Luck play with
shoulder to this, the neck, yeah.
He's dealt with, you know, he had a chest contusion, did he not, at one point in time? I mean, Andrew Luck is a tough guy.
He's been through a lot.
He's been through a lot. It's not like he's a soft individual who's going down with the hangnail. You know, he'll play through pain. I don't think he wants to play through pain and practice in pain and play in preseason football in pain.
To the point you made earlier, because he is a young guy. For a guy that's so young, Moose, to be this battle-tested, this early in your career, it's sad in a way.
It is.
You know, he's not a grizzled veteran, but his body's like a grizzled veteran.
It really is, and that was the point I was making, is that it's almost like he is, what is Andrew Luck, 30 years old?
I think he's younger than that.
Is he younger than that?
I think he's younger than that.
He's right around that age. It's almost
he's
like
29, he, sorry. He's 29. Yeah.
So he's 29, 30, 29 years age. It's almost like he's got the body of a 38-year-old, 39-year-old.
Absolutely.
You know,
he's like the body of Pete the Body. That's
right,
what it's
exactly
like.
Exactly right.
He's like Pete the Body. Yeah.
Let's head down to Dallas, shall we? Because their star linebacker, Jalen Smith, who was a 2016 second-round draft choice, he gets paid. 5-year, $64 million contract. $35.5 million of that deal is guaranteed. So good news if you're Jalen Smith, but... Dak Prescott, Ezekiel Elliott, Amari Cooper, all are looking for new contracts. All don't have those contracts as we speak here on this Wednesday morning.
Man, I'll tell you, and this kid is some kind of linebacker, Smith. He sure is. And now he's got himself a long-term deal. $65 million. It's amazing. That kind of money guaranteed, north of $35 million, like you said. It's crazy. It's crazy. And he's a tackling machine. He's a hell of a player. He's a ball hawk out there. There's no doubt about it. You know, it is interesting to me, though. It's like I was looking early this morning. I was looking at the defensive stats. You know, I'm not a stat guy. I just play one on the radio. But, you know, the thing is, meaning Jalen Smith, he's not even in the top five of linebackers with most tackles. I think he was 14. There's three-way tie for 14. Edwards from my Bills and Williamson from the Jets. I mean, it's a three-way tie there. Okay, 14th. And he's making... $65 million now. And yeah. I like the player is, but I'm just saying, this is the NFL now. It's just crazy.
Well, it is. And the one thing about Smith, though, is he is a three-down linebacker because of his ability to cover coming out of the backfield and the speed that he does have.
He's fast, man.
And he is fast. And he gives Smith a lot of credit because he was a wonderful player at Notre Dame, suffered that grotesque injury against Ohio State in the Fiesta Bowl, had nerve damage in his knee. Would have been a top six draft choice, at the worst, a top 10 pick in 16 when he was coming out.
There's no doubt.
And he ends up falling to the second round. The Cowboys play the wait and see game with Jalen Smith, and he is able to rehab and come back because there was a time that many thought, there were many talent evaluators that said, Jalen Smith will never be an impactful linebacker in the NFL. And here he is getting that deal. So you feel good for Smith, who's a good guy. If you've seen him get interviewed, well-spoken individual, and gets rewarded for really what was a long road back to being the player he is right now.
No doubt. And it's also a message sent to Zeke, from Jerry Jones. And think about it. And, the other guys, Amari Cooper and Dak Prescott, but those guys are in there, they're grinding, they're training, where Zeke Elliott's not. Meanwhile, Jalen Smith's been there, and I know we have some sound from Jerry Jones.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to lead to next. Here he is, Jerry Jones, after, the talking point on the first 2 days here on Taz and the Moose, Monday and Tuesday. Good catch with a piece of paper there, Taz.
Yes.
Jerry Jones joking around with reporters when asked for an update about Zeke, saying Zeke who. Then the news coming out that his agent and Zeke, who's down in Cabo working out, were bothered, felt insulted, disrespected by the comments by Jerry Jones. Here is Jones, the Cowboys owner, on joking around about Zeke.
I've earned the right with Zeke to joke. Period. I've earned it.
So have you guys had any conversations since then at all?
No. Okay. But let me be real clear about it. I've earned that right to joke.
See, it doesn't sound... See, if you have a southern drawl and you're a billionaire, that comes off awesome. But if a regular guy, like if Mikey B said that, hey, Moose, I've earned the right to joke, like you're laughing. You know what I mean? No disrespect, Mike.
Well, you've got to have the weathered voice.
Right, and that accent.
Yeah.
But you're right about the weathered voice.
Right. Well, what about Jason Witten coming out supporting his owner, saying he thought it was a beautiful comment?
Beautiful comment. I didn't see that. Did he say
Yeah.
it? It's a beautiful comment. that's one guy I don't miss with a microphone in front of him.
Well, I agree with you, but I mean, if you're Jason Witten now, if you're in that locker room, Witten is basically carrying the lunch pail of Jerry Jones and Stephen Jones and Jason Garrett is a company guy. He's not supporting
Kiss Ass Jones.
Well, he's not support right, and I get they've been good to him. They tried to talk him out of the broadcast booth last year when they needed a tight end.
So bad.
And he steps back. From the broadcasting booth. It was terrible last year as a broadcaster. It was a Hall of Fame tight end.
I called
He's going to have his day in Canton, Ohio, Taz. But you're Witten. You make those comments. But clearly, Jerry Jones might feel like he's earned the right to joke around about Elliott. Elliott clearly was bothered by it. Or at least publicly he's telling you he's bothered by it. The other thing, Taz, we talked about yesterday. I don't think Jerry Jones feels bad.
Yeah. No, I don't think he feels bad either.
I don't think, but we talked about it yesterday in terms of, will that help out in Elliott in the negotiations? I don't think Jerry Jones feels bad. I think Jerry Jones probably feels a little bit more locked in to where he stands financially right now with Ezekiel Elliott. Here's Jerry Jones again talking about these deals. He feels with his big three players, they're tricky, but he feels like they'll get done.
And these things, candidly, once you get it all in front of you, shouldn't be all day deals. I mean, they really should be done a lot quicker than they are. You're getting toyed around with.
Wow. Yeah, you could tell. When you're saying you get toyed around with, I mean, I think these are passive-aggressive messages to the star running back that's not in camp. Wasn't in camp, I should
right,
say.
Right, I agree with you. And then here's one more saying, down in Dallas, it's all about the team.
The team takes precedent. Over, and that is my judgment. The team takes precedent at a point over the opinion or the demand of the individual. The team takes precedent.
He made sure that was crystal right
yes,
there.
And no doubt.
And I know there was other I know there was, I don't know if we have it or not, but I know there was other sound of from that same presser where Jones basically said, and I have to paraphrase it, but basically saying about Smith, about Jalen Smith, about what, you know, how he's been there. He hasn't missed any workouts. And, like, dude, like, I'm talking straight up shots at Ezekiel Elliott. You know, saying you get rewarded for that. That's basically what he was saying.
Chaz, and that echoes the comments I made about a month and a half ago. I basically said, I think if Elliott wants to get paid, I think he's got to play the game with the Cowboys.
Right, and he's
and playing. Smith played the game with the Cowboys and got paid.
And so is Dak, and so is Amari. They're there. They're grinding. You know what I mean? They're in there.
Yeah.
Because their deals are up. You know, but this guy here, Jalen Smith, I mean, he played it, to your point, the right way, where Zeke Elliott's playing hardball.
Correct.
And old school multi-million-dollar billionaire businessman like Jerry Jones, they're not going to play that game.
No, they're not. They're not going to be strong-armed or feel like they're getting strong-armed. Let's head out to Oakland. Here's their head coach, John Gruden. Antonio Brown, new helmet and all, was back at practice yesterday and was actually practicing. Here is Gruden talking about AB.
Is that a joke or what? Yeah, yeah, he's all in. That's what he said. It's a certified helmet, Vic, so he's all in, ready to go. That's my understanding. And really happy to have him out here. He's a great player.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah.
He's so happy.
Is running an issue?
He's really good. Yeah, he's showing great retention of what we're doing. He didn't miss the off-season program. He's been here and out of here in meetings. And it's just good to have him back. But he's in great shape. He's running hard and running good routes.
There it is. Team focus, John?
You know, I wouldn't read into all the Hard Knocks being a distraction or the Antonio Brown distractions. There's been no distractions. We've had 89 guys working hard. Our film is out there for you to watch, our first two games. If you see a distracted football team, then I disagree with you.
Yeah, so
he's tough not to like Gruden. I mean, he's throwback Jones, man. He's just great. I tell you. And I know he's another try-hard, you know, the Chucky face. And he loves the camera. He's a ham. He's a big-time man. But I like him, dude. I do. Have you catched up yet? Caught up,
I'm not caught up yet, no.
Dude, you're doing it smart. You wait till they're all done, then watch it. No, because then you don't have to wait.
I did not watch. How was last night?
I didn't see it. I was show prepping for the show. I didn't have a chance to watch it. So, that's what happened.
I was just asking. You threw it at me.
I didn't get a chance. I will watch it today. Listen, you're not too behind. They only... So, if you catch up... whatever. Don't matter. You missed three episodes.
No, I didn't miss all three episodes.
You did. You were on vacation.
I missed two.
So, you saw the first one?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
No one told me, Moose.
I understand that. I'm going to catch up. They all caught up.
All right, buddy.
I think Frank Caliendo makes an appearance in last night's episode.
He's annoying, too.
Twitter was a buzz.
Really?
Yes.
Who even remembers him?
I know.
Are you Caliendo friends with him?
No.
You know him?
No, I do not. I do not know Frank Caliendo.
Like all you sports studio guys are
right,
friends.
We all
will just hang out together.
There's a
Mark
club.
Malusis.
With a special handshake.
By the way, side note.
Are we done with the campgrounds?
We're not done.
All right, well, I'll tell you when I'm done. Okay, I guess we're not done. I hear the music getting louder in my head. So.
Let's head out to Minnesota. Here's Mike Zimmer talking about the helmet-to-helmet hit, the concussion, and the concussion that was suffered by Seahawks quarterback Paxton Lynch.
Number one, we don't want to see anybody get hurt. So I told Pete that after the game, you know, I'm sorry about his quarterback. Number two, you know, he can't drop his head. But saying that, you know, when quarterback is running an option, he ought to be fair game other than lowering your head and hitting him in the head. So, you know, if they're going to let these quarterbacks be runners, then we should be able to hit them. Now, he didn't hit him legally, but, you know, we need to hit these guys.
Well, I mean, Mike, you're burying the lead. There's no one's debating that a quarterback on an option shouldn't be hit, but the fact is, it was an illegal hit.
Yeah,
it was a helmet-to-helmet hit. Which I mean, come on, what is he talking about there? He's talking around in circles.
You know, and you know what? I mean, I remember talking about this. I mean, it was done by a cornerback, a young kid named Holton Hill, who's trying to make the team. He's last on the depth chart, Moose, on their cornerbacks for the Vikings. So he's trying to make the team. You know, and it was a nasty load of boom on a guy on the quarterback. But you're right. I mean, you can't, you know, it was an illegal hit, flat out. I mean, the way the rules go in the NFL now, you can't do that. So
No.
You don't want to see someone get concussed out of preseason.
Well, exactly right. But no one came out of that hit and said, the quarterback shouldn't be touched. I mean, Mike, what are you talking about? Yeah. Of course we're saying that the quarterback should be hit. I mean, he's one of the team. Wearing a helmet, he's wearing pads. I mean, the quarterback's on an option play. He's going to be hit. That's why you don't run the option in the NFL.
Didn't we talk about the option yesterday?
Right. That's why the option doesn't get run in the NFL because quarterbacks aren't going to last.
No, you got grown men coming at them full speed. This is not the Big Ten where you run an option if you're Nebraska against Northwestern. You know what I mean? It's a whole different animal here. You know, it really is.
Well, that's exactly right. So there you have it. Your run around the training camps in the National Football League. We call it the campgrounds here on Taz and the Moose.
I was going to say, John from Jersey. You remember him, right?
Yeah.
Didn't hear from him at all when you're on vacation. Not one bit.
Oh, no?
And I thought for sure once you were back, and you came back Monday, I thought we would have heard from him. Still not. Is he all right? Is he good? What's going on with him?
I think he's okay. He texted me yesterday the post positions for the Travers on Saturday at Saratoga.
Yeah. Okay.
And the morning line odds.
Yeah, so he's on the ponies. Yeah.
I think he's okay. I don't know. I know he's alive and well. If you're asking me if he's okay, yes.
That's all I'm wondering. Because I look at all
very
these
concerned.
I tell you, I am. I'm a concerned person. I'm a human first before I'm a co-host. I am a human. I know it's a joke, but I'm a sensitive human.
Yes,
and I also think we do we have a second here? We'll talk about Mikey B's podcast. We have to.
Oh, we'll get into that, yes.
There's a lot to say.
Oh, we'll get into more of that, right?
Basketball drives.
Here comes the daily promotion.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go.
Come on up.
Mike, we work for you.
We really do.
I will be sending an invoice at the end of every week.
Me too.
Every week, we'll send an invoice. Mike Baseglia, communication.
He already owes me money.
I'll get you my person, not to me directly.
Yeah, oh, thank you, Mike.
Everything I've done for him, he owes me. I know that much.
Who's your person? Leon the Cat?
Maybe.
Yeah. Or some random person you walked into in the middle of the street and put on your podcast. Maybe that.
Today, anyway. I think I'm going to post on Twitter an interview with a dog.
Really?
If it goes well.
Not a cat. That's Mikey B's gimmick.
Yeah, Mike interviews a cat.
A dog, yeah.
I think I'm going to interview a dog. Or a squirrel.
Well, good luck. I can get you one.
You should interview a squirrel that's in a pool that water skis right. Moose. That's what you should do.
That's what you should do. It's Taz and the Moose. On this Wednesday morning, CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
This is 16-year MLB veteran Chase Utley, and you're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line brought to you by Geico. Great news. Quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance.
You know, interesting is we're talking a little bit about basketball drives with Mike Baseglia, the podcast that our producer does here. While he's making Uber Eats deliveries, he records a podcast and talks about the NBA. And I'm looking, Moose, at the... He's actually got almost 5 stars in his reviews on Apple Podcasts.
How many reviews?
He got 31 ratings, so I guess that means 31 reviews.
Nice.
He got 4.8 stars, not 5
that's
stars.
Great.
So that means someone buried him. You know who buried you, Mike?
I don't know. It's okay, though.
He might have one or two burials. It could be Pete the Body.
If you don't know, here he comes.
If you don't know, here he comes. It could be Pete the Body. Good chance it's Andrew Bogus.
No,
sure.
It's not.
Good chance.
Nope, it's not.
It's definitely not me. I don't think it's Moose.
No, I've not listened to the podcast.
Anyway. So.
I'll tell you for $10.
I'm joking. Who was
so,
it?
I gotta be bought.
It doesn't say.
No. If you read the reviews,
I'm paying you $10 for you to tell me who ripped them.
It doesn't say.
Let me give you some advice, Mike. Okay, I know you didn't ask for it, but that's my gimmick.
I love advice.
In the title, when you have your producer, Moose is like, oh. You should not have, it doesn't need to say basketball drives on every title of the podcast. People know the title of the friggin' podcast because they're downloading it.
Right, no, that's a good call. I agree.
You're welcome. You have this episode 7 is The Naked Man. Okay, instead of saying Basketball Drives, The Naked Man, it should just say The Naked Man. See what's going on here? See, you tell your friend Monzo same thing. See? Trying to help you. See, you don't need to say
25 rating.
It's redundant. It's redundant.
Good job. Yeah, it makes sense. Oh,
that's a good call. I agree.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Well done.
I'll change that.
Yeah, so that's it. Yeah, so Mikey B, he's got the ratings, and he's...
Did you interview any more preteens on this podcast?
No, just two. That was on the previous podcast.
Oh. Yeah.
It's not for everybody. If it doesn't interest you,
well,
that's fine.
You should...
Are we going to go pre-K?
No,
my son Jackson and Paul.
No, I'm going to go to a basketball court
interview
next
them.
Week.
We could talk about Superman and Batman.
Did the kids sign the correct
bogus treatment?
Oh, my God.
What?
Wow.
I'm joking around. No, it's a great podcast.
Moose, everybody's sensitive.
Oh, no, don't call it a great podcast. Listen to it and then give me
a wow.
Jeez, I want an honest.
I did listen to it. I'm not going to rate it. I did listen to it. I think you do a good job.
Which episode?
I listened to Naked Man. I didn't listen to your interview with Jenkins, though.
So you skipped that part in the interview?
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, okay. The fast-forward feature works.
Yes.
Wow. This is getting interesting here. Yeah, you don't have to fast-forward. You know what you do with the podcast. You hit the X and zip, and you just go two times the speed.
You're a master of these
podcasts. I'm not a master. I just happen to be, you're welcome. I just happen to be an award-winning podcaster.
Zip. You know how to make them, how to listen to them.
What's the zip?
Zip? Excuse me? What's that? That's just, it's just,
what button?
It's called slang. What do you mean? It's not a real button called zip.
It's got two Z's on it, Moose.
No, what's the zip button?
No, listen, you go over here, like if you go to my podcast right here on the bottom, see it says 1X, if you hit that twice, it'll speed it up.
Yeah, but you're still listening to it. It still goes one and a half times or two times the speed. Everyone sounds like a chipmunk.
Well, yeah, but you want to scurry through
Alvin
it to
Simon
get to the,
Theodore.
What most people do, they get to the part about them if they don't want to hear the whole thing. It's like Mr. That's Jacobs right. that
Why, you spent a lot of time talking about Taz on this podcast?
No, he never.
No,
talked,
I made one reference. On
Moose,
that
don't worry, Moose. But you he's not it, talking about it. Taz. Moose, he's not talking about Taz. I promise you.
No,
Taz
I'm
don't
asking.
Need anybody's help. Taz no. don't need anybody's help.
No, you brought it up. You said, well, you move ahead to where they're talking
about
you.
No, I'm saying that's what people do on podcasts. They fast forward if they're being mentioned in it, right?
Oh.
So let's say you go on a podcast, Moose. You're going to fast forward to your interview.
Gotcha. I see what you're saying.
Because we all have egos and arrogance. That's the reason why this happens. So now people that listen...
You want to hear something funny? I've been interviewed on a lot of podcasts. I've never gone back and listened to it.
Oh, that doesn't surprise me at all. That doesn't surprise me.
Why?
You're so confident in your performance? Is that what it is?
Yeah. Well, I know when I'm done with an interview, whether or not I did a good job.
God bless you. Sorry.
I should have been late to this update. If I was not great. So I kind of in my own... how it's going. I don't go back and listen to it. I don't know why. I just don't.
Yeah, a lot of people do.
Do you do that? You go back and listen to the interviews?
Sometimes I do, only because I want to make sure I didn't say something I probably shouldn't have said.
Okay.
But TV stuff, I've never done. I don't go back and watch.
You like, don't go back and watch.
All the years I did SmackDown as a commentator, I didn't go back and listen to it.
That's fair.
Yeah, I didn't. Very rare I would, unless I got screamed at by my
boss.
Well,
you bring up a good point. I mean, maybe there are times where I've gone back and listened to something when I've talked about situation with say something else. Yeah, sure. I mean, where you want to make sure you answered it correctly.
Well, I mean, look, the bottom line is...
put in a PC way.
Yeah, exactly. You know, Mikey B is flourishing with basketball drives.
Thank you, Taz.
I noticed, too, you're doing...
You're welcome, Mike.
Very active you are, sir, on LinkedIn. I check my LinkedIn once a day. Look at the head bob. And I noticed a steady diet of Mike Bisceglia basketball drives on LinkedIn promotion.
Yeah. It's another platform. Why not? It's free.
I mean, the amount of videos you're pumping out there, dude, it's insane.
Thank you.
You have to understand, though, LinkedIn is more of a business type Facebook. So I understand ease off of the promotion because you might lose followers. Some advice.
Yeah,
just give me a little advice.
Fair. Yeah. I think there's a way to go about it with LinkedIn if you do it like during the 9 to 5 time. I think at night it loses.
Just trying to give you advice. How many awards have you won? How many episodes are you up to?
Right. I'm on 7.
All right. Yeah. Well, it's funny you said the number 7 because I'm on the cusp of 700.
Oh, boy.
You know? Moose, please do the honor. What number episode was that? Yesterday that dropped? Thank you.
That was 697.
That was yesterday.
So close.
Wednesday night wars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you need a 700th guest.
Yeah, maybe I'll ask you.
Nope.
So, yeah, no. Listen, Mike, you're doing a good job.
I'd back off of the LinkedIn a little bit.
I'm rooting for Mike to be successful.
Oh, I could tell. And the other thing.
Loud and clear.
What do you mean? By the way, I'm not being overly critical. I root for his success.
We owe Mike a thank you, Moose, because I'll tell you why. Because there was a nice, slick video. I don't know if you saw it on social media, on Twitter.
Yeah, he finally took some of his talents and used it on the show he produces.
Yes. There it is.
It was a nice job.
There's that support.
What?
Moose, you're too funny, bro.
No, that's true.
I know.
It was great.
Well, it was
it put a smile on my face.
Did you get
Thank
a chance?
You,
to, I actually.
I'll do one a day.
Did I retweet
take,
this?
Never mind.
What did I do? I don't know if I have my.
Thank you, Mike.
You did the effort.
I did the like.
What did I do?
You did the news.
Easy.
You know what?
I learned it too.
Easy. My man Izzo.
Stop. Stop it.
What?
I'll tell Moose later. Stop.
It's cool.
I know. It's cool. Move on.
Get your views up, baby.
I guess we're not going to stop. All right. So anyway, so good job on the video with the Zeppelin, the dirigible, and the blimp. Did you see this?
I did. I watched it.
Did you retweet it? Did you liked it? I mean, cut your show, bro.
I did. Well, you were interrupting me. I said I liked it, did you.
No, I retweeted it. I tweeted
it. Taz and the Moose liked it.
Yeah, but that's not Taz or Moose individual. That's our social media team that Michael
sees.
I know.
I liked it. Yes, I watched it.
I quote retweeted it, you know, because I thought it was great.
It was great to see him putting that effort in.
Yeah.
Oh, Taz, don't let me be the bad guy. You talk about it all the time.
Bro, I'm not letting you be the bad guy.
Lack of effort.
I brought up the LinkedIn stuff.
We've had multiple conversations.
Yeah, lack of effort on my part.
God,
all around.
Don't rob a bank with Moose. No, but
what do you mean? You're right. I'll look for the less jail time. You got it.
It's got a turn on you.
No, it was
Taz's idea to rob the bank, not me.
Right, thanks for supporting me.
No, you're Mike, welcome. You do a great job, Mike. You really do.
Thank you. I appreciate
you that before.
That. Thank you for listening. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
You got it, Mike.
Yeah. Got it.
The sincerity is unbelievable.
No, I'll be listening to it driving home this morning.
All right.
Probably not, but maybe this afternoon.
Probably not then either.
Don't worry about it.
No, this morning. No.
You just can't go 40 seconds.
No, this morning I listened to a racing podcast on my way home.
Another shocker. All right. Yeah. maybe one day you should go on Mikey B's.
I'd love to go on.
There you go.
Maybe I
don't know.
Maybe I'll...
You're already talking about it.
Come on. What do you mean? To get on his podcast, I have to rent a hotel room in the northern New Jersey area. Hopefully that he has Uber Eats locked in and that he'll, I've got to order some Chinese food.
Wow. You don't have to get Chinese.
Wow. Or Italian.
You can get Italian. That works.
I could go for a little guacamole.
You could do guac.
A little chipotle.
No, you can't do that.
What do you mean you can't do that?
You're not on there.
I get Uber Eats on Chip. I think I do.
Then I'm wrong.
But you should learn, sir.
Next question.
Yeah, can I get Popeyes or Chick-fil-A?
You can do Popeyes.
Not Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A is very... They're top-notch Jones.
Oh, but I could get the new Popeyes chicken sandwich.
Yes, you can. I'll take it right to your house.
Oh, I didn't know Popeyes was on there.
Oh, yeah. Go there a ton.
I didn't know that. Wow. There you go, Moose. I don't normally eat that stuff. That's not my thing, you know.
Right. I know.
Moose, I don't eat fried chicken. Look at my skin. Look at my, my flexibility and stuff. Why would I put that kind of oil and stuff in my body? I don't do that. Oh, you're laughing. You can laugh all you want. I like sweets. I like sweets.
We had a conversation off air about 7 months ago. What was the fast food joint? I think it was Chick-fil-A.
I love Chick-fil-A.
Got a new biscuit and sausage sandwich
with
in the morning.
Egg. It's delicious. Yeah,
I've got to go try. I got a couple of them.
But, bro, I had it twice in my life. But you're right. I do enjoy it. I understand that.
I'm not saying
Popeye's chicken from Mike Bisseglia's Uber account.
No, I'm not. I said, could I? I asked, could I order Popeye's chicken?
Right.
Well, the rage going around the country is who has got the better chicken sandwich. Everyone's doing the challenge.
I didn't know that.
Popeyes or Chick-fil-A.
Why are we not doing that on this show, Mike? Why are you not producing this show better?
I emailed it the last two times. No one had a response to it, so I thought you weren't into it.
Meaning the host, me and Moose?
Well, I emailed it the last 2 days, the chicken thing, if you guys are into it.
I didn't reply?
No. The problem is we can't get the sandwiches here hot and fresh, and he can't heat them up at the time we're doing the show.
There's a Chick-fil-A right down the road over here in Manhattan.
Well, what about a Popeyes?
You'd have to heat it up the next day.
You got to bring it from Jersey.
You'd have to buy it the night before, then heat it up the next day. That's not given a proper...
Can't we send Billy out?
How about this? How about you do a video?
Oh, boy.
What would you like, Moose? I'll put in some extra effort.
Oh, man.
I haven't done it yet.
Andrew, can you feel a tension here?
No, it's real.
There's no tension. There's no tension. I'm saying, how about Mike do a Popeye's Chick-fil-A video?
It's the least you could do for the show, Mike.
Fair.
Wow.
Would you like me to be in the video? Or what's,
no,
what
no faces.
Or
just no, like wear
just
a hooded,
Leon.
No, wear a hooded mask.
Okay, what are we thinking?
Next
here?
To
where
Pete
with
a schmuck. You and Pete with a schmuck on.
No.
Right.
I'll go to the Taz and Moose budget team.
Right.
To buy
who is, by the way, who's the wrestler? Was it the Young American?
Who?
Or the American Patriot?
Hello.
Oh, just the Patriot.
You're talking. Oh, the Patriot.
It was Del Wilkes. That Del was his Wilkes. Real name. Yeah, yeah.
He
yeah.
wore the
big jacked up dude. Yeah.
He wore the mask, right?
Yes. Yeah. He was the Patriot.
The Patriot. Yeah.
And he also wrestled years before that in the AWA and I think the NWA or WCW, whatever it was then, as the Trooper. He was a state trooper, like a from the South, like a North Carolina. He actually played football, Del Wilkes, at University of South Carolina.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he was a legit player. Yeah,
really?
Yeah. I had him on my podcast, which is an award winner, which I'm on a cusp of 700
episodes. Almost 700 episodes. Wait, Taz, congrats
yes.
on that.
Wait, Taz, yes. you're on the cusp of 700 episodes?
Well, you read it, my friend, three
really?
Episodes away.
Oh.
Yep, and you know what I'm doing for that?
Whoa!
Absolutely nothing. Smart. That's my gimmick. Learn, Mike. That's my gimmick, Moose.
Del Cheapo.
When I have a big show, like a milestone, right. I've had many. 300, 400, 500.
Tomorrow I'm going to wear my done. Emmy award around my neck.
All right. Yeah, so, okay, you should. You should be proud of winning
just
that
Emmy. Just wear it, walk around. Maybe I'll have it mounted to my head.
Why do we have to compete? Why can't I just talk about my podcast and you should be proud of your co-host?
I am proud of you.
We've already addressed that. And now you're telling me about your Emmy.
I
like, why, what is
I'm
that?
I'm an Emmy award winner.
I know
I'm
you should be proud. Winning. We can talk about your Emmy after we talk about Mike's podcast, my podcast,
we address
then
Mike,
your Emmy.
Pete's Hall of Fame induction.
Listen, we've addressed Mike's podcast what? Enough.
I know, and I'm not even asking for it. You guys just do this
we've addressed Mike's
on your
podcast.
Own.
And
I
how about
it up once.
The new tag team that we just learned about? You didn't know this, Bruce, about AB and Quadri Ismail. You know about this?
No, Quadri?
Yeah, Quadri.
Quadri Ismail.
Yeah, he and Andrew are buddies.
Oh, I didn't know
co-workers.
That.
Yeah, they called Delaware football together.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
That's my guy.
Yeah.
There you go. You
10
and Quadri.
Second runoff.
Don't need the rocket.
Right. Yeah. Well, don't.
They got the missile.
Right.
Back to my podcast. So the
yes,
thing is.
Please, it's been a while.
So you have to make sure.
Tell us more.
I was trying to make a point.
About
the podcast that you have to make sure you promote right, but don't overproduce it. Mm. Don't overpromote it. And when I hit 700 episodes, I will have no guest. That's my gimmick. I'm a topic-driven show. People want to hear me. They want to hear nobody else. Mm. Just me. And that's what I do. No guest.
There you go.
Yeah. For 700 episodes, successful. There will be no guest.
Nice.
For 600, 500, I had a whole studio full of guests. That was a different story.
700, none.
Nothing.
Oh, I think 704 sounds like a guest
show.
No,
I don't care about guests.
Mm. Oh.
Okay.
It's Bobby Shaw for that.
Tony Baselli coming up a little while.
Three episodes away from that really ceremonial show.
You're not happy for me either, Moose. Just be
I
honest.
Am happy for you.
No, you're not.
I'm looking forward
you
to
don't
listen.
Give a rat's ass. And I don't need you to download my show. I have a lot of people that do, sir.
I'm not.
Mikey B,
okay.
You can make it without Moose.
No one's denying it. Why are you being so.
We should have you come on my show on the 700th episode, and we'll talk about. Your Emmy and my podcasting awards.
Absolutely.
I don't remember the name of the company I got my award for. No, but you see, that's what content is. Content is just, if people have chemistry, we just went on the air and we talked about that, people would love that.
I don't disagree with you. Well, that's what makes magic.
That is. That's yes, what content is.
Yeah.
The guy next to you, to your left, he's a content machine. Look at him.
No
Andrew
doubt. Produces it.
Andrew,
do you have a sponsor here?
No, I don't. Okay, sports happened last night.
Here.
Yeah, you're good.
Thank you. We'll chat with
my
you next
pleasure.
Time.
Okay.
Hello.
Maybe.
We'll come back. NFL players, owners, open right. to playoff expansion. We'll get to that next. It's Taz and Moose on this Wednesday morning, CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. On a Wednesday morning, welcome aboard Sirius and XM 206 app as well. Check out the podcast each and every day. Radio.com and Apple Podcasts. And we appreciate all the support.
Yes.
We thank all of our great affiliates all across the country as well.
You know, Moose, I think we're also on a check. We might also be on Spotify and Stitcher. Because I know my podcast is on there also, and it's a similar platform, radio.com. So I do think
that we might be on Spotify and Stitcher.
Nice.
And do we know anything?
I just checked Stitcher, yes. Let me
look at that's good to know. That's important for us.
Yeah.
It would be nice if the company would have let us know that, to be blunt.
Yes.
But that didn't happen. So I just figured just bring it up, you know.
Nice. Thank you, Taz.
Spotify, our people are looking into it right now. A full team. I see a shake of a head. No.
I think you need the Spotify app to check, so I can't just do a Google search.
It's funny you mentioned the Spotify app because I actually have it. While Moose is talking about all the great things we're doing here, I will check, Moose.
Well, I was just going to chat about the fact that the NFL and the players who are going to resume their collective bargaining conversations this week. Both sides are open to expand the playoff field from 12 to 14 teams, which would counter the elimination of preseason games. An expanded format has not been proposed. However, the way it would work where it would be the number one seed would receive a first-round bye, while the two through number seven seeds would play first-round games. The top seed would play the lowest remaining seed in the next round, while the winners of the first two first-round games would play each other.
Whew. All right, that's a lot of info, right?
Yeah,
it's a lot of to break down.
So, I mean, what in essence it would be for the National Football League, in essence, would be adding two extra playoff games, for television rights to be set up in a few years.
Well, I think we're all probably as football fans, you know,
I love football.
We're probably all down with that. If there's going to be more postseason or whatever you want to call it, you know, playoff football, if they can extend the postseason, I think we're all down with that. I mean, as long as, you know, it doesn't destroy the players, I think it's great.
Well, I mean, but in essence, Taz, aren't you minimizing the regular season?
Yeah, now it's like almost like what you think about with the NBA, right? That's kind of the chatter.
Well, in the National Hockey League.
And hockey, of course. Hockey even more.
Lot of teams making it to the postseason.
True. That's a better example.
So where people complain about that. And then the NBA plays as well. I mean, because you have eight teams in each conference making it to the postseason, just as you do in the Eastern and Western Conference, in both the NBA and the National Hockey League. The big thing about... The big selling point about the National Football League, besides parity and that any team could turn around in any given year, is the importance of the regular season. Is that every week is meaningful.
And you're right. And
now, don't you dilute that fact by adding more playoff teams?
I don't think so.
To the mix?
I don't think you think it does.
I mean, to an extent, it does. I mean, because by adding teams to each respective conference, I'm making it easier to make the playoffs. So in essence, aren't you making you can argue about the percentage of dilution, but aren't I diluting then the regular season?
I guess if you're going to do an exit poll for NFL fans, they probably all would agree with what the sense you're making, because you are making sense. For me, I guess because such a selfishly, I'm a Bills fan, so I'm used to my team not being in the playoffs. So to me, I enjoy watching the Bills play every week, and I know they're not going to be in the playoffs. So I just think if you enjoy football and the star power of the players, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Well, you want to see more meaningful football.
Sure.
So you're right. So, and both can be true.
Right.
So you in essence, you could have more meaningful football, which you will have because you're going to add... you're going to add more playoff football, right? You're going to reward the team with the number one overall seed in each respective conference. They're going to have a first-round bye, so they're going to immediately get to the divisional round. So, in essence, their path doesn't really change, right? You got to still win a divisional round game and then win the championship game. Now, in essence, though... the way that you look at it, I am making it a little bit easier to make it to the postseason. I'm not against it, but I also, you also have to say, you are making it in a game in which very difficult to make it to the postseason, where guys wear that on their sleeve about making it, besides just winning it and being a winning program. You're making it now easier to make it to the postseason.
Yeah, well, I agree with that. I totally agree with that, and that's to the point you're making. Maybe it could pull away from the regular season a little bit or making it meaningful. But, look, for you, like me, as a Redskin fan, your team's usually not making it to the playoffs either.
No,
so
right.
So you're watching games.
Yeah, no, I'm still going to... I'm still going to watch it. And it's still... But, sometimes, Taz, you're getting down to week 15, week 16, week 17, and there's all these crazy playoff scenarios
right.
about teams getting in. Now...
you're going to limit that to an extent. You're not going to eliminate it, but you are going to limit it.
Limit it a little bit, yeah.
You might get to a week 17 where, you know, you already have your yeah. you know, in essence, your top eight teams decided.
It's true. No, it's very true. It's very true. Yeah, that's probably not a good thing.
Right.
Yeah.
But you're going to have more meaningful football.
More meaningful
you're gonna
football.
Have more, yeah. You're going to have more wild card round games.
So my Bills win maybe one extra game?
Right.
No, maybe not. Probably not. Probably not, right?
No.
We'll come back. We'll talk a little Jaguar football. Tony Boselli will join Taz and myself. We'll do that next. Taz Moose, CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.